A Beriog owned it in Elizabeth's time, and half Munster beside. The Berry was always in feud with the O'Mahonies in those times, and as it happened, a certain English colonel passed through the former's country with a body of men-at-arms on the very day when the O'Mahonies had made an inroad upon our territories and carried off a frightful plunder of our flocks and herds. This young Englishman, whose name was Roger Lendon, L-I-N-D-E-N or L-Y-N-D-A-I-N-E, or L-Y-N-D-O-N, having been most hospitably received by the Barry, and finding him just on the point of carrying an inroad into the O'Mahony's land, offered the aid of himself and his lances, and behaved himself so well, as it appeared, that the O'Mahony's were entirely overcome, all the Barry's property restored, and with it, says the old chronicle, twice as much of the O'Mahony's goods and cattle. It was the setting in of the winter season, and the young soldier was pressed by the Barry not to quit his house of Beriog, and remained there during several months, his men being quartered with Barry's own gallowglasses, man by man in the cottages round about. They conducted themselves, as is their wont, with the most intolerable insolence towards the Irish, so much so that fights and murders continued.